Well, we would encourage everyone to follow our new friend, Lyndon Orr, who we just spoke with out there going wireless. Her Twitter handle is at Lyndon, LyndenOrr. And lots of photos you can find out there, too, on the old internet of her doing some modeling.
Really hot.
And, Mike, if you want to look at them. Here they are. She seems to be in shape and
she seems to look like she's about 13 years old too.
Well,
yeah, that's a little youth.
She's 21.
That's a little youthful for me.
She's 21. I mean, look, we were 21 a couple weeks ago, I do believe. Look at that. Look at that, that, Miller. Speaking of Miller, joining
man.
Us is George Dunham and Craig Miller from the Morning Show.
Hi, Hardline.
Hi, boys.
Ryan. Day one. Look how beaten Rhymes is. What's going on?
Well, we got here. We got here when your show started.
I'm fine.
We got like 1 hour of sleep.
I know.
What are you thinking? I'm beaten.
I don't know. You look beaten to me.
No,
you should be
no,
excited.
No. I'm fine.
Are you excited?
Yes.
Okay.
Here at training camp.
Yeah.
Why would I not be?
I'm just doing a football check.
We had a big
just
trade
sure
in baseball, and look, that's going to last him probably for the next month and a half.
How about that?
Yeah. How about that?
He's very excited.
Yes.
Never say quit.
I'm
Ryan.
Pumped up. Yeah, never ever quit, George.
Unless you're down 21-5.
Yeah, you then
just
you
kinda,
quit then.
Yeah, just kind of throw in the towel a little bit.
How was the love suite last night?
The love suite was it was kind of hard to adjust to at first because I couldn't get my mind off of what had gone on.
Couldn't turn the vibrating bed off.
And what those walls could talk about if they could, you know.
Was there a mirror on the ceiling?
No, there were strangely enough, I don't think the bed had any tricks up its sleeve.
Was there pink champagne on ice?
There was no pink champagne on ice.
Were there pictures of Jim Rice?
Yes, there are no pictures of Jim Rice.
Oh, man. What a God. Callback.
What a sports callback that is. But, yeah, it was interesting to say the least to walk in there and find that and find it so ornate with its marble and its columns, the faux columns and whatnot.
God almighty,
and
I'm in the
carefully
honeymoon
placed
suite.
Candles.
I told him he should have called me because I dropped him off here at 4 in the morning. Yeah. He should have just called me to come back. We could have had a big time.
Yeah, we could have had our own night of love.
Got some blow.
Tubby time.
Yeah.
Could have periscoped it.
Yeah.
How shocking would it have been if he calls me back up, somehow I roll into downtown Oxnard, score like an 8-ball of coke, we both end up passed out dead, nude in the heart-shaped hot tub.
Yeah, just kind of
cocaine everywhere.
Out
like, what happened to those two?
I don't know, but boy, I've been good for ratings for like 2 weeks.
I think it would have showed all the P1s, man, those guys really loved each other.
Yeah, thank God, they really did.
Heart-shaped tub, that's really nice.
You get that notification on your Twitter, oh, Ryan's just showing a periscope. Let's see what's going on. What?
There I am with a ball gag and an 8-ball.
Yeah, the periscope starts with a big pile of cocaine there. It just kind of pans back.
Right. There you are.
Yeah, there I am.
Dressed
just
like
on the other
or
side. Just
dressed up like a poodle.
Yeah, I've got a little thin strap around my ass and a poodle.
Corby's dressed up as a cowboy and has you on a leash. He's leading you around the room.
Like the Village People cowboy.
Yeah. Oh, man.
He's got on a fake mustache.
Yeah. With cocaine just all over it.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Well, see what opportunity you missed last night?
Oh, man.
Taking one phone call. One phone call.
Yeah, boy, you got to grab these opportunities when they show up.
Yeah.
Man. Oh. Did you guys squeeze in 27 today?
We did. Yeah.
Can we go hole by hole real quick?
Yeah, par one, bogey two, birdie three.
Oh, good.
Three putted on four.
Oh, no, no three putt.
Yeah, and I hit one OB on five.
Okay.
And,
get control of this, Kat.
You know, what was awkward for me was because George and I and Kat flew out here together on the same flight.
Right.
And so Kat saw me checking in with my clubs, my bike, my kayak, and my tennis racket.
Kayak.
And as you guys were like, you're having putting contests in the middle of the aisle of the plane.
On the drive up here with him in the car, we made him stop because we had to hit the range for about an hour.
Oh, no. We haven't played golf.
Kayak.
We're here for football.
Can you imagine the car kayak that you have, like, driving to the airport with a kayak?
How pissed would he have been?
Oh, my God.
He's pissed now.
Yeah, he is.
God. Your night vision hiking goggles. Woo. That's fun times right there.
Yeah, that's comedy there, boy.
So, Saturday night. That's the Jubb 50-year celebration of life.
Yeah, where are we going?
I don't know. I'm setting it up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm stringing it together.
All right. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Go to the Seventh Vale, man.
No, we're not going to L.A. Okay? We're not going to L.A.
What music are we taking in the next week?
Well, I told Craig that Wilco is playing next week in L.A. Down at the Greek Theater. Wednesday night, man.
Moses.
I know.
I think I might try to do that.
Donovan and I have three shows on tap.
All right.
And you're welcome to attend.
All right, what do we got? Aretha?
Yeah, Aretha.
Where's that?
Pretty much everybody up there, including Aretha.
That is at the Santa Barbara Bowl, I think.
Ah, cool.
Isn't that right? Isn't that what that is?
Yeah,
and then we got Chaka Khan.
Okay.
And Huey Lewis in the News.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Interested. Where's Huey playing?
He's at the fair.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Pretty much the only place where we can book a gig now is a fair.
Hey. Leave Huey alone.
He could play any arena he wants.
He was touring
with
Buffett.
Beach Boys syndrome.
Chooses the fair.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, he's with Buffett.
Yeah.
I guess opening for Buffett, right?
Right. Hmm. So that's our agenda.
All right.
And any of you are welcome to join.
I'd be interested in seeing Wilco, too.
Yeah. They're great live.
Because that's outdoor, right?
Yes, and the theater itself, the Killer and I went down there. Was it last year, Killer? It was.
Yeah.
We went down there last year, and it's the Greek Theater, and it's this huge, sprawling outdoor facility in Griffith Park, which is
the home of P-22.
This cougar that's on the loose. Don't worry about that.
Ryan's is obsessed with that cougar.
But, yeah, you got
cougar.
It's this amphitheater where in the back it's all these really huge, majestic trees, and in the above the stage are mountains. It's gorgeous.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a
lot
of fun.
I've heard you talk about that place before. That sounds cool.
Yeah.
I think that's where Dick Van Dyke lost his virginity.
What?
What are you talking about?
Maybe the weirdest fun fact ever.
Just a made-up Hollywood
fact. I know weird stuff.
I saw that fun fact a couple days ago. That's amazing.
I'll go if you promise to do the Corby dance.
Done.
Okay.
There's no doubt I'll do the Corby. And you know what? I caught my kid doing that dance.
And you never taught him?
No.
Wow.
It's in the genes.
Yeah.
How great is that?
All right. Man, what a week we're going to have.
He won't do it, though. He didn't do it when we saw him a few months ago.
Well, that's because we were that concert, you had to sit down the whole time. This will be a little bit different. This will be a stand-up concert.
Boy, and you missed Fish, too.
I know I miss Fish. I heard you guys talking about that the other day. I've only seen them a couple of times.
Oh, really?
It's Saroy that's like the Fish nut.
I know, yeah. But I thought, like, you were up there with Precari and those guys.
No, I've seen Fish like three times. I've seen Widespread like 110 times.
Okay.
Yeah, but not Fish.
But you like Fish.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I appreciate Fish. But it's almost like you're in one camp or the other. And I started off with Widespread and just kind of continued with them and then and never really got into Fish that much. But I have seen him and do certainly appreciate him. So it wasn't that big a deal.
I didn't know they were warring.
It's a jam band war. Yeah, it is.
Oh, man. We tried to call Saroy the morning after the Austin show.
Okay.
There's no way.
Was this the day that he died and came back to life like
no,
Jesus?
No, not that day. You know that story, don't you?
No.
Where Saroy died.
What? That's never been told on the air, has it?
I don't think so.
Okay.
We may have to tell you off the air.
Okay, tell me off the air.
Yeah.
But he survived the back-to-back.
Well, that's the thing. Was he working today after the Fish show?
I think he worked.
He was off yesterday.
Okay,
off
but yesterday. Today he was working. Oh, my God. Can you imagine the fire scotch breath from this morning.
He never slept.
I asked Mike because we were rolling around at 4 in the morning or whatever. I'm like, you think Saroy's up right now? We were thinking about calling the old sea cow.
No, there was no doubt he was.
Boom.
All right,
we got to go.
If he would have been in any shape to actually answer the phone, but there's no doubt he was up.
You want a quick fun fact that'll take 2 seconds?
Sure, why not?
There was an Asian guy at the cafeteria at North Texas that served our food. He called him Sulu.
Wait a minute. Super. I missed the end. Go ahead, Danny.
There was an Asian guy at the cafeteria at North Texas that served our food, and we called him Sulu. It's a true story.
That is a fun fact.
Oh, boy.
He worked the food line at Clark Hall.
We beat them.
Yeah, we killed them.
West Hall dominated them.
I think I had 18-6-4 against them.
All right, 6:38 on the ticket.
Mike, we lost a good man today, a very good man, as the great Bob Ortegal has checked out of basketball.
Right.
He's alive. As far as we know, I haven't checked on him, but I think he's alive.
He made it known he's going to abdicate his throne.
Yep. After what I can't believe is true, 60-some-odd years involved in basketball. Is that counting like when he was 5? Because how old is he?
74.
Okay, Coop put that out there, making it sound like that when he was 9, he was an assistant coach at Drexel or something like that.
I guess he's been playing since he's 8 years old then.
Yeah. Long time with the Mavs, though. Probably when it's all said and done, will go down as one of the longest tenured ever, you know?
Yeah, he used to coach in the Missouri Valley Conference, too, with Drake or somebody like that.
And Meek Mill?
No, I don't think they're in there.
Yeah,
started
it was Drake.
From the bottom, now we up. Yeah. Yeah, Channel 11 back in the day. Or one of those channels used to show Missouri Valley Conference basketball games with Drake and Wichita State and Tulsa and schools like that.
Yeah.
I hated that. For me, it was give me the Southwest Conference or give me death.
It's a little extreme. But you know what? And you say a lot about Bob, but that dude has been a fixture around here in one way or another for a long time.
Yeah, that's where I first became familiar with him, and then he wound up doing Mavericks TV, did that for a number of years until he was stabbed in the back by Mark Folwell,
like so many
have been.
So many.
Yeah, he's just one more to add on to that list. And today he made it known that when it's time to leave, you go, and he's going.
Yeah.
It's time for him to leave, and he's leaving.
All right, so I saw that Derek Norris, who we mentioned yesterday.
Daniel,
yeah. Oh, Derek is the
catcher.
Yeah. So Daniel Norris was supposed to be involved in the trade with who? Was it Padres or who was it?
It was Colorado.
That's right, the Tulowitzki trade.
Yeah, he was mentioned as a part of that but didn't wind up going. But today, he did.
And he gets traded in the David Price trade to the Tigers. And I saw the Sports Illustrated headline that says, Daniel Norris, who reportedly lives in a van, traded to Detroit.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
The guy that we talked about. Guys, that was back when spring training was going on.
Yes, because there was a huge article on him in NSI. And he is the guy that truly lives off the land.
He lives on the beach, he lives in a van, and he does this because he likes it that way.
Yes, and he takes all of his money and basically just puts it in a bank account, right? He gets an allowance every month of whatever it takes to live off of, which I want to say $1,000, if that?
If that.
I think they said $800.
$800.
Yeah.
So what does he do with his per diem, with his hotels that he stays in? I mean, is he embarrassed when they check into the Ritz-Carlton? And
I don't know. I don't know how he handles life on the road. Maybe he He drives around in the van,
no,
too.
No, he doesn't drive around in the van.
Or maybe he has a van made, custom made for him at every town with a bed in it and everything.
That would seem
superfluous. And he parks it in the parking lot from the hotel.
From a minimalist.
Or maybe
like
of the
that.
Ballpark.
Like, Craig was a minimalist on his bike trip to France. This guy, yeah. though, Craig's, that's, you were living high on the hog, though, because you stayed in fancy hotels with beautiful French women every night.
Right.
This guy truly is a minimalist.
So from the end of the season to spring training, he's in a van.
He's in a van, yes.
That's wild. God, he must be saving so much money.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I mean, even in spring training, they allowed him to stay, like, in the parking lot of a Kmart or a Home Depot or something like that, right?
Yeah.
And here he is in this beaten-down van cooking his own food, like cooking eggs in the morning. And I mean, he just lives off what he – the stuff that keeps him alive, and that is it.
I could do that.
I know you could, but you wouldn't.
You know what? I'm going to do it at Ticket Stock next year.
For a day? For a day and a half?
For a weekend.
Okay. Live in a van right outside of Ticket Stock?
Yes. And cook my own eggs.
I don't believe you for a second.
Yuck.
What about eggs?
I wish this guy was a Ranger, though. Just to have him around, and he seems like a good dude, you know?
Yeah.
And he's real serious about staying in shape, so the stuff that he does eat, it's all, you know, super lean. It's kind of like the Gabe Kapler theory.
Mm-hmm.
So when Gabe was out here with Bob and Dan last year, he was really frowning on the fact that those two guys ate out at all. And we were laughing on the way to Ojai one evening when he was we thought of him making fun of those guys eating like grilled tuna tacos, like that wasn't lean enough, and that his theory would have been, why don't you go catch your own tuna and burn the calories there, then slay it, cut it up, and eat it fresh. Like, that's the way that he would go about life. That guy is so jacked up and so veiny and no fat. Do you understand how miserable it would be to live like that?
Is that how Norris is? I mean, he doesn't catch his own food.
No.
He just has a strict diet.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Incredibly lean. No, not like Gabe, where, you know, that's all he talks about when he says that people don't understand how difficult it was for him to bring 64 chicken breasts on the road wherever he went and to eat that lean.
It's so much work to eat like that.
I know. Where you put zero fat in your body. You know what it is? That's as big of an obsession as anorexia or something like that. Like, that's all mental.
Yeah.
Where you don't allow yourself to eat anything with any fat content whatsoever.
It's hard enough trying to have a vegetarian diet. I know you tried that for a while, and then when you had a hamburger, you had a really bad incident.
I did.
Have you ever told that story?
No, well, you know what it was? I think it was at...
Diarrhea.
Yeah, it was a bad, bad moment.
Did you soil your pull-ups?
Well, I wasn't in pull-ups.
I thought when you went vegetarian, you had to be in pull-ups.
Uh-huh.
It was because
it just
mad...
falls out sometimes.
Yeah, it liquefies everything.
It was a mad dash, let's put it that way.
So you'd been a vegetarian for how long? Like 2 years or 3 years?
Yeah.
And then what made you eat a hamburger?
Well, it wasn't a hamburger. It was a function that I was at. It may have been a ticket function. Where there was some sort of something that had, like, very tiny bits of grilled chicken.
Oh, that's all it was?
Yeah. But I ate a lot of it. I thought it was – I didn't think there was any meat in there.
Wait, so it was grilled chicken
or something?
You thought it was celery?
I don't know what it was. It may have been a hamburger, but whatever the case, it was in a public place.
And you started sweating?
I was profusely – And so I'm running to the bathroom, and I notice that there's a line, and I just jump in front of everyone like, I gotta go!
Oh, no. Right before you pulled your pants down.
Yeah, it was...
Did you make it?
Barely. It's the closest I've ever been. Like, we've all been there. We've all been really close. That was so incredibly close.
Was it like in the movies when the car runs over the fire hydrant?
Dude, it was like, it was like Dumb and Dumber. It was just like that Jeff Daniels scene. That's exactly what it was like. It was terrible. Or like you after my wedding, Mike, the meatball incident.
Oh, yes.
Meat.
Well, it wasn't exactly like that.
When your sweet 9-year-old daughter was weeping outside the bathroom door.
That wasn't a case of desperation, though. That was kind of a surprise attack.
And didn't she have a friend sleeping over?
Yes, she did.
Two third graders were crying at the door of the bathroom because they thought that something had gone horribly wrong in there.
But believe me, it had too.
Because Mike ate 342 Swedish meatballs at Corby's wedding.
I didn't eat 342. I had about four.
He had like a pyramid of meatballs.
And you knew they were on the other side of the door. There's just nothing you could do about
it.
Yes. You had to go.
The only two bathrooms in the house both bumped up. One bumped up against her room, and the other was in the hall right outside it.
So it was either the backyard or
embarrassment
in front of them.
Yes. And I opted for the latter.
Mike can't even go to IKEA anymore because of that night.
It made them cry.
You did.
You just hear the sound of Daddy.
Oh, no, Daddy.
That didn't make them cry. In a best case scenario, and I don't know if this is true or not because the matter has never been brought up.
Well, you never talked about your explosive diarrhea with your daughter?
No, I haven't.
I'd love to get her on the phone and bring that up.
It's 6:52 here on the ticket. The ticket.